League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk some incredible charts. The author is Colin Twiggs. We've got seven slides to go through. Without further ado, let's kick off with the first one. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the weekly chart. The Dow has been struggling to break clear of the 18,000 for the last 2 years. The index seems to have lost direction, is again testing support at 18,000. Bearish divergence on the Twick money flow warns of long-term selling pressure. Breach of 18,000 would test primary support of 17,000. Let's move on to the second slide. One of Warren Buffett's favourite measures of market valuation is to compare total stock market cap to GDP, i.e. the blue line on the screen. High values suggest that stocks are overpriced and low values indicate the market is underpriced. Market cap to GDP should be a constant ratio. Individual stocks may outperform the broad market, but it's difficult for the market as a whole to grow at a faster pace than the economy. If we use Warren Buffett's indicator, stocks are way overpriced and investors should reduce their exposure. But is that view correct? The second green line compares stock market cap to corporate earnings. Major divergence occurred after the dot-com crash, with corporate earnings growing at a faster rate than GDP and much lower valuations compared to corporate earnings. If we ignore valuations during the dot-com bubble, however, stock market caps to corporate earnings is still at the top of its normal valuation range, matching peaks in the 60s, 70s and early 90s. Corporate profits grew at a faster pace than GDP because wage growth was stagnant. The graph above shows employee compensation fell as a percentage of net value added from a dot-com high of 77% to a post-GFC low of 67%, while corporate earnings soared from below 6% to a high of 14%. Since 2015, however, employee compensation has started to recover as the labour market tightens and corporate earnings are falling. If you look back to the 60s, the pattern is the same. Profits rise after recession as labour costs fall. When the labour market reaches capacity, profits fall as labour costs rise. Then the Fed intervenes to tame inflation from rising labour costs, causing another recession. Two things we can learn from this. First, if the Fed intervened earlier to stop the labour market overheating, it may be able to avoid causing a recession. Now it is too early as the labour market is still a long way from equilibrium, but labour costs should reach 72% of the net value added in the past 12 to 18 months, signalling time to act. Second, when corporate profits peak as a percentage of net value added, the party is over. It signals time to become a long-term bear and reduce exposure to equities. Right, let's take a very quick break and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.